Ina The Yards présente des chansons telles qu'elles sont nées, en toute simplicité, dans les yards, les backyards et les arrière-cours. Une voix, une guitare et parfois des percussions, des chœurs au gré des vibrations. C'est un retour aux racines du reggae, fruit de la rencontre du label Maca Sound et du légendaire guitariste Earl China Smith. Ce projet, d'abord discographique, revient aujourd'hui sur scène. Avec une équipe de rêve pour les amoureux du reggae roots, mais aussi pour ceux qui sont curieux de découvrir un reggae authentique et différent, ce retour d'Ina The Yards s'annonce comme l'événement reggae de 2017. Un grand merci à Caroline pour la traduction lors de cette interview. Alors, deuxième jour au Festival des Escales de Saint-Nazaire, samedi, nous sommes en présence de du groupe jamaïcain Ina The Yards avec deux membres du groupe. Première question que je vais poser à ces messieurs, quelles sont vos premières impressions suite au show réalisé ce soir?
What are your first impression, guys, after being on stage today?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, and we felt the vibes even before we came off. Yeah, it's a glorious feeling. Yeah,
triumphant. Vraiment super. C'est vraiment super d'être là.
Huh?
It's wonderful.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, and then I like the crowd. It's very receptive. It's very nice.
Super décor, très réceptif et bel accueil.
Très bien, bon, on est très ravis pour eux. Nous souhaiterions avoir une présentation de leur album Soul of Jamaica. Est-ce qu'ils pourraient nous parler un petit peu de cet album en quelques mots?
Could you speak a little bit about your album Soul of Jamaica?
What aspect would you like? Well, the Soul of Jamaica, it's really capturing this original. It's about frequency as well, you know. Frequency of the music. You understand? So the frequency of the Ayabinga is the beat of the heart, if it's played properly. And that's what it's planned to be. It's supposed to be the plan, you know, to come back to the heartbeat. And you know the heartbeat is from original. So it's tapping into that source, you know. So even we right now, we're going, it's the first time we are able to work with it, we have ever worked with Ayabinga this way. So it's a big experience for me. Even Ken Booth, it's the first time he's ever worked this way. Because when I brought him to the studio for the recording, he was frightened. Because he said, where's the studio, Winston? I said, but there's no studio. He said, where you going to record? I said, right here. He said, Rastafari. And then when he saw the Ayabinga drums, because Ken is really Rasta at heart. Yeah. But people don't know that, you know. But Ken Booth, yeah, is Rasta at heart, you know. So it was really a great moment for him, you know, to be working with the Ayabinga. And he actually did an album. He did a full album for Ina The Yards. Wicked, wicked album, yeah. Ken Booth, yeah, man. Wicked album. He did a song that Bob Marley wrote for Johnny Nash, but Bob Marley didn't sing the song. But his producer had him record it years ago, so he decided to do it back on this, you know. Never heard this song. It's a mystic tune.
So, when did you do the album? Like, while you were touring?
This album?
Yeah. Cambot.
When we did it?
No, you said he helped you with the album, right?
Who?
Cambot?
No, I said he was really happy to work with this genre, the Ayabinga. Because he said the Ayabinga, Bob Marley said that's what we should play. Because you have a guy named John Lennon, he came to Jamaica. And he sat with some Rasta in a place called Pinnacle. That's where the first Rasta man lived, Howell. And after his trip there, he went back, and the first song he did, but most people don't notice it, the first song he did was this song. All we are saying, give peace a chance. So even certain people understand the thing was frightened. He said, look, this man, come and take this thing on. What, you know? Yeah, it's mad frequency. Yeah.
Donc l'album, ça parle vraiment de la fréquence de la musique, la fréquence du cœur. Ça vient du sang, du battement du cœur. Nous, c'est la première fois qu'on est en tour comme ça et où se trouve le studio. C'était assez... Enfin, où se trouve le studio, ouais. Et donc on a eu... Cambot qui en fait nous a aidés.
Ouais,
à faire l'album avec Ayam Bende dans un endroit qui s'appelait Penicla et qui reprenait les sons un peu de c'était Bob Marley.
Alors on retrouve dans les lyrics des préoccupations sociales fortes de la vie jamaïcaine. Tu peux peut-être déjà leur dire ça. On retrouve dans les lyrics des préoccupations sociales fortes de la vie jamaïcaine.
In your lyrics, we can hear some social concern of Jamaica.
Alors comment cette société jamaïcaine a-t-elle évolué des années 60-70 à nos jours?
So now, how has the society in Jamaica evolved, changed from since like the 70s or 80s to until today?
Well, reggae has always been the voice of the oppressed people, you understand? It's we who go and sing certain things, you know? Yeah.
We also expose, the reggae also expose many things that are wrong. You know, we try to set it right with the music.
Many things are exposed, you know, through the work, you know, many topics we cover. You know what I mean? But as I said, it has always been, even since Bob Marley with reggae, it's a voice of the people who can't talk. So we hear the voice of the people and make some songs about it, you know. I will say, like, for instance, concrete jungle, you know what I mean? Hey, the living is honest. No chains around my feet, but I'm not free. See what I'm saying? You don't have chains around your feet, but you're not free. You understand? So it's things like this we bring, you know, to people awareness. That you must be aware of these things. Because once you're aware, you know how to get out. But if you don't know, you're just like a big elephant who somebody tie a string on it like this on the elephant foot when he was a baby and he didn't move, and when he become a big elephant he's still there because he don't know if he do like it's the string break because he's grown all this time to believe that this string is enough to hold him, so he never tried to move. But if only he knew that he could just go hup and break this, you know. So it's the same thing with our situation, you know. And that's why working with the higher being is also shining a light, you know, and creating some avenues for them not to work in the box. Because we have other music like Mento, you know. I just did some Maloya from Reunion Island, so, you know. I have to dig within them, thing them, and feel out the thing, you know what I mean? So it's all about, you know, it's journeying and going in the music and feeling the vibes, you know. Like we were playing the Aya Bingi, and Kid Osai is not here today, but he said, Winston, when we play the Bingi, you know, even in our satsang, sometimes it brings rain. Yeah, the Bingi is a science. It's a magic. Believe me, a magic.
The music is about spreading love, spreading joy, and putting the people together. That's what we really want. What we want is for them to acknowledge the spirituality, not religion, but spirituality of the whole thing. You understand? And we are one people. We are supposed to come together. But some people who are, you call the greedy dog on his bone, cause us to be in what we are now. So, you know, we are here trying to set it straight again to see if we can get our people, all of us, together.
Le reggae, ça a toujours été la musique, la voix des oppressés. Le reggae expose beaucoup de choses, veut dire le bien. C'est la voix que les gens peuvent parler et peuvent comprendre. Sachez que vous êtes libre. Si les gens ne le savent pas, c'est un peu comme un éléphant. Un éléphant, c'est grand, mais tenu par une ficelle. Tant qu'il ne sait pas qu'il est libre, il ne l'est pas, en fait. Et par exemple, avec la musique « Shine in Light », on a voulu montrer une voie, en fait, pour dire aux gens qu'ils sont libres. Et ça, à travers la musique, parce qu'une musique triste amène la pluie. Il n'y a pas de magie. Le reggae, c'est vraiment la musique qui répand l'amour. Les gens tous ensemble, c'est une musique de la spiritualité.
Alors, justement, on va parler un peu de spiritualité, c'est très bien. La spiritualité est donc un thème important dans vos lyrics. Est-ce que vos croyances ont évolué avec le temps?
So speaking about spirituality, it's all over your lyrics. And would you say your beliefs or spirituality actually changed throughout the years since you've been?
No, you see, we don't deal with belief. Yes. We deal, it's better we try to know. Because when you believe, you're not sure, you know. Like I tell you, I have $3 million in the bank. And I show you the book with the money. But until you go to the bank and check it, you're only believing. When you go to the bank and you say, this man has some money inside, you know, then you know, well, it's real. But anybody can say that. You know, so the believing thing, you know, lead to disappointment. Anyway, every disappointment carries with it an appointment. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Belief. Yeah, belief is not surety, you know.
We try to know. Yeah, we search diligently the words and try to know. Not to believe, but to know. Because it's best to know so you can step on another step further. Because you know this, you move on to another knowing. Yeah, so that's all we try to do.
But pour nous, on parlera pas de croyance, car la croyance n'est pas certaine. Il y a aucune, c'est jamais certain. Ça peut être un mensonge et du coup ça crée de la déception. La déception crée de la déception. On essaye de savoir, pas de croire. Et c'est pour évoluer.
Alors justement, qu'est-ce que ça représente pour vous d'avoir été enregistré dans les yards au contact direct des sons organiques et des sons de la nature?
So, how was it for you to record your music in the yards with the organic sounds, the sounds of nature?
It's all about is capturing the songs in their virgin state. You know, like when we were just working out the songs, sketching it in this. Because sometimes in the studio, some people get a little bit shaky, you know. They're not really, you know, 100% positive. But playing outside, it just gives you a freedom. Like, you know, you're not under any restriction, even though it's being recorded, you know. So you get a more pure essence out of it, you know. And that's what we want to bring to the people, you know. Bio.
Et c'est vraiment, en effet, c'est vraiment capturer tous les sons. Tout est autour de ça. Capturer les sons libres de la nature et ne pas avoir justement le son qui sort un peu du stress du studio, des gens un peu nerveux. C'est la nature autour, c'est apaisant. Et c'est ça les sons qu'on récupère.
Est-ce que ça aurait été possible, ça, il y a 30 ans, avec l'évolution technologique des instruments, avec la numérisation notamment pour construire un CD, est-ce que ça aurait été possible par rapport à l'évolution de la science dans le fait de capter en fait les sons? Est-ce que ça aurait été possible d'enregistrer un CD de cette manière-là?
So back in the days when technology, like recording technology music, was not there, would you say was it easy or was it not easy to actually record in the nature?
Oh, we recorded now. It's like Coxon used to record, because the early recording, everything was done one. Everybody in the studio doing the rhythm and the voice, one take.
One time.
Yeah, record finished. You can't make no mistake. It's hardcore thing. So that's how it used to be done. So many people, them go studio, and from the spoil the thing one or two times, they say, yo, go. Yeah. Next artist. Yes, have your thing.
So you see the artists, them always sharp and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go and you try it one time and it's not good, they say, hey, next artist. Yeah. You can't say, let me try it again. I don't have time, and studio time is going. It's money.
Alors à l'époque c'était pas aussi facile parce que il y avait une seule prise et c'était tout. Alors fallait pas qu'il y ait de défaut, fallait que ce soit parfait de la première fois et puis on pouvait pas recommencer parce qu'après c'est le prochain artiste, hein. Le temps c'est de l'argent.
Alors on va revenir un petit peu sur le titre en fait de leur CD. Donc votre album s'intitule Soul of Jamaica en référence à la soul music. Quel regard portez-vous sur la soul américaine et y a-t-il des artistes qui vous ont inspiré?
So speaking about your album Soul of Jamaica.
Yeah. Not soul music.
Hein?
Soul.
Yeah, from the soul, exactly.
Yeah, the
referencing to the soul music. What do you think about the soul music in the US?
Soul.
Sao music in the US?
Well, we as Jamaicans, we have been subliminally abducted by all music.
Yes.
See, in Jamaica, we hear more foreign music than our music.
Yes.
The small producer didn't have money to pay the radio station. So we hear all the foreign artists. Mm-hmm. Billy Paul, Aretha Franklin,
everybody.
Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, you know what I mean? Go back down, so, mm-hmm. You know, Billy Paul, yeah, the whole of them, you know what I mean? With the big people, them, you know, Lionel Richie, that are later. But one of the biggest artists in Jamaica is a foreign artist, is Lionel, no, not Lionel Richie. Islands in the stream, that is what Kenny Rogers. So when Kenny Rogers come to Jamaica, he can't sing. You believe me?
The people sing the song.
He can't sing him song, Kenny Rogers. It's impossible. You have to just take the mic and go like this and shut his mouth.
Because
him cover him, he can't sing the tune.
The people sing the
song. The people singing it. Yeah, Kenny Rogers.
They all know the
song. So I'm going to show you the state of the Jamaican mind. It's not simple people. No, where music is concerned.
No, we get a heavy music, you know. We try to play everything. Everything. Jazz, everything. Blues. We try to play everything as musicians. Oh, yes.
La musique jamaïcaine a été adoptée vraiment partout dans le monde, un peu comme une musique de référence. D'ailleurs, si on regarde sur la scène de la soul aux États-Unis, Billy Paul, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson,
Kenny Rogers
justement, qui lui voulait chanter et qui en fait passait le micro à la foule parce qu'il pouvait même plus chanter. Et ça, c'est l'esprit de la musique jamaïcaine.
C'est-à-dire que le public chantait en fait sur les airs à sa place.
Ouais.
I was supposed to play here with him, and he died a couple of days before. I was playing here, you know, a couple of years ago, and we planned to see him, but he died before. I never met him in my life, but one of his songs, what song? Yeah. Harry Hippie, from my youth.
Harry
yeah, much. You know that tune?
Yeah, man, Harry Hippie. A very nice soul, one of those soul songs from the 70s, 80s, yeah. Harry Hippie. I love that song too.
It's tough. A wicked singer, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome singer. Bobby Womack.
Bobby
Womack.
Ouais. Ouais, donc par exemple, ouais, un artiste comme Bobby Womack, qui justement ouais, nous a inspiré, mais qui est décédé, qui est mort avant de pouvoir le rencontrer. Et qui nous a beaucoup, beaucoup inspiré.
Une petite question d'ordre technique. Lorsque vous créez votre musique, est-ce que vous partez des sonorités pour vous donner de l'inspiration ou partez-vous plutôt des lyrics pour construire une production musicale? Donc est-ce qu'ils partent des sons pour aller vers des lyrics, des paroles, des textes, ou est-ce qu'on part plutôt des textes pour aller...
A bit more of a technical question. When you create music, do you start from the sound to the lyrics or the lyrics to the sound?
I just have an album called with a girl called Brisa Roche, yeah. And just to give you an example, so I went to her house to do some photographing, and while we was going in, that guy was trying to open the door, you know, and she said, you know, it's much harder than you think. So I started singing. It's much harder than you think, harder than it looks. Gonna take much more than your pretty looks. It's much harder than it. I said, oh, we said I'll never forget that melody. It's her song, but it's just from a statement that she made. We're going through the door, so I pick it up. And from you pick up that, you can always build on it, sing it, keep singing it, and then till it becomes a song. But yeah, but it can come from anywhere, you know. I have a song on Inna the Yard now, for example. I have a man in Jamaica, he helped me to work. And one day he come to me and he said, Mac enough, my father said, it looks like the devil give me work to do. He said, daddy tell him, yeah, George, it's like the devil gave me work to do. But he was chopping down a lot of trees, you know. But they didn't know that he was trying to burn it to get charcoal. Say, daddy said, this man is mad, you know? And he come and tell me the thing. Said, why, Mr. McConnell? My daddy just tell me, said, devil give me work for you. So right away I start singing the song. Seems like devil give them work for you do. Me and the girl John and just record it and what is that guy, a simple guy around me, is him just come and say that. And I record it, mad tune. Anyway, I love you, but we're going to let the raindrops fall. Yeah. Let the raindrops fall.
Any song.
Miguel, Fred Miguel, oh, she's good, yeah, oh, she's responsible for me.
La musique, elle est... C'est vraiment au hasard, hein. Ça peut venir de tout. Par exemple, il y a quelques années, j'allais chez Brie Scroce. Is that right? Scroce? Brie, what's the name of that lady you were talking about? When the guy tried to open the door, it wasn't easy.
Yeah, Brie Saroche. That's her name, you know that girl? Brie Saroche. Brie Saroche.
Brie Saroche,
yeah. It's a beautiful woman.
C'était en allant chez cette très belle femme, Brisa Roche, et quelqu'un a essayé d'ouvrir la porte, c'était pas facile. Et du coup, elle lui a dit c'est plus dur que ça n'a l'air. Hein. Et moi, j'ai commencé à voir. Voilà, l'inspiration est venue, j'ai commencé à chanter. Et, c'est comme ça que ça concrète la musique.
Il nous parle un peu du temps aussi. Une toute petite dernière. Ouais, on arrête pour ici. Ok, finish. Ok, bon. Très bien. On va remercier Winston et Bopi pour cette très belle interview. Merci Caroline pour la traduction, merci Frédéric pour toutes ces belles interviews, et on vous dit à très bientôt sur les ondes d'Alternante FM. Merci et à très vite.
Thank you.